young man, Brother Simon, that has come out of this church, and he is now building a church in Riviera Beach. They're doing a wonderful job. We were with them Friday. We had an incredible service, great move of God. And I know it makes for a long day, but if any of you want to come and be a support, we appreciate that. We had about 10 or 15 of our people there Friday night, and we just had a wonderful time. And it is that same church there in Riviera Beach, 1460-something. I don't know. So find somebody that does. And my GPS gets me there. My wife or my GPS, one of the two usually tells me what to do and where to go. Sometimes God has an opportunity to speak. All right. Book of Mark, chapter 8, and verse number 22. And he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him, and besought him, or besought Jesus, to touch him, to touch the blind man. Look at verse number 23. And he, being Jesus, took the blind man by the hand. My God. And led him out of the town. What passion our Lord has. The God of the universe, and it takes the time to grab the hand of one man. I want to tell you, God's not too busy for you. He loves you. Praise God. Praise God. Led him out of the town, and when he had spit on his eyes. So stop complaining on how God's dealing with you. Spit on him. And put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that, he put his hands again. Everybody say, put his hands again. And made him look up. And he was restored. And saw every man clearly. And they bring a blind man to him. And he put his hands on him again. Once you find two or three people and tell them Jesus has come to put his hands on you again. Praise God. You thought he was going to leave you seeing men as trees. I don't think so. You thought he was going to leave you right in the middle of your mess. He touched you and filled you with the Holy Ghost. He baptized you, brought you into the kingdom of God. And now you find yourself in all of this mess. You thought God's going to leave you there. I got news for you. Jesus has come to put his hands on you again. He's come to finish his work. Everybody say, Jesus, our pastor needs help. Help him. Lord bless you. You can be seated. Thank you for that prayer. The word of the Lord says that they brought a blind man to him. Now, I want to kind of break this down just a little bit today, if you'll let me. Not going to hold us long at all. I got another message to preach, so I can't waste everything on you. So I'm just going to give you something simple but powerful. The Word of God. They brought, everybody say, they brought this blind man to Jesus Christ. Because when you're blind, you will be led. There's no way around it. If you're blind, you got to be led. I guess the scary part is who's leading you and where are they bringing you?
So the only answer to that is before today is done, that somehow Jesus is able to touch you again and you receive your sight and you don't have to worry about being led around except for Him. Somebody shout, yeah. So when you're blind, you're going to be led. You know, these people today that walk around and say, I'm my own man, I'm my own woman, I lead myself, I got my own act together. I don't need anybody telling me what to do or where to go. I got news for you. Everybody's led by somebody. Nobody's independent. Everybody is being led by something. There are no gods in this building except Jesus Christ. The only one in this universe that's not led is Him. Everybody else is led by something. Woo! I just hope you can be like this blind man today, and that before the day's over, you can let go of the hand of the world, let go of the hand of the government, let go of the hand of whatever, and get a hold of the hand of Jesus Christ, and let Him begin to lead you today in spirit and in truth.
So they took him, and the word of the Lord says that Jesus took him by the hand. Now, I think one of our problems today is that we have become so comfortable, some of us maybe, in being led by certain people, being led by certain things, having trust in government or educational system or a friend, that we are reluctant to let go of their hand and reach out and get a hold of another man's hand. Someone who has never led him. Now you got to follow me here, folks. See, we're not blind. Any blind people here today? Because there may be. Where? All the way in the back with Sister Bonnie. What's her name? Nina with an N? Nina, God bless you. I am the best looking man on earth. Just take me for my word. And there's at least one out there that agrees somewhere. At least there she is in the back. At least she tells me that anyhow. I saw her walk up. I walked outside and greet my ushers today, and I saw her walking up. I went, my Lord, she's hot. That girl is gorgeous. All right, I don't want to get off subject. Getting all wrapped up here, baby. I'm getting focused back in here. Is that okay if I get my attention off you for a moment? So, I mean, when you're used to being led, these guys led this blind man. I don't know how far they had to go. They could have come from another town. The Bible doesn't really talk about it, but they led this blind man. So he's used to, you know, being led by them. They didn't run him into trees. You know how we did when we was kids, right? We'd say, now close your eyes. And we'd take our buddy by the hand, Brad, and we'd lead him, and we'd run him right into a tree. Well, it didn't take them very long to know they didn't want to be led by you. But these men were concerned, and they had led him, and they walked him and went through streets. They went through marketplaces, and be careful, watch that, and watch out. There's a rock right there. Come to the right, and excuse me, sir, please, we need to come through. Thank you. And they led him, and they made their way all the way to Jesus. But somewheres in this journey, if this blind man is going to be healed, and if he's really going to get what he came after, somewheres in that journey, he's going to have the faith to let go of what was leading him and learn to trust. God have mercy, I'll feel the Holy Ghost in this place.
I want to tell you, if you're going to get everything God wants you to have, there comes a moment in your life when you've got to have the faith to let go of the things of the flesh. Let go of the things of the mind. Let go of the things you've been leaning on, and reach out by faith and get a hold of the hand of God and let Him lead you. The problem is sometimes we don't want to let go of these things. And I want to tell you, one of the biggest problems is letting go of the hand of religion. A lot of times religion will lead you to Jesus. But if you're going to go on with God, you got to let go of religion. And you got to get a hold of Jesus Christ. Now, I sense a little confusion here. Well, I got news for you, honey. Religion's not going to save you. I don't care what you call yourself. You call yourself an apostolic and be full of dead men bones. Yeah. You can have every religious ritual down to a T and be as lost as the man in the alley drinking alcohol. Woo! Sometimes people, they don't want to let go of grandma's religion or papa's religion or mama's religion. I'm not saying it's all that bad. It led you to Him. But honey, Jesus is standing in front of you today, and He wants to bring you to a higher height and a deeper depth and a greater walk. Are you willing to let go of things of the old and get a hold of His hand? I was one of the worst. My mama I was raised Baptist. And so that lets you know, if you're Baptist, you have hope. I'm just kidding. No, I'm not about the fact that you have hope. My mama, she raised me good. We came home every day after school. We couldn't do our homework. We couldn't go out and play until we sat down and read a chapter from the Bible. Every day. Every day. We hated it. We could hear our friends out in the yard screaming and hollering and playing. And we could hear them because all the windows were broke and holes everywhere in the old shack we lived in. And you couldn't just act like you were reading it. Because mama had questions. And if you didn't answer the questions, you just read chapter all over again. So, honey, however long you wanted to sit there and read was up to you. So we learned to read and listen to what we were reading. Mom was strict and raised us. My mother was a good woman. And one day, we were invited, Sister Teresa, to a spirit-filled church. And I had been taught, you know, that mumble-jumble tongue-talking stuff was not for us today. But I remember I went there. Now, I'm going from a blind man. See, I was being led. The blind lead of the blind, they both fall in the ditch. But mama leading me the best she could. And so God's in all of this. You follow me? He's sort of watching over this, right? Mama leading me, and I'm following, and we're doing our best, and we're trying to make it. But really, we're the blind leading the blind. But God watched over us, and we eventually made our way to this Women's Aglobe meeting. They invited the men that night, so I was able to go, although my hair was long enough to be a woman. And so we made our way in there, and we're sitting down, and I remember the power of God in that place. I never heard a word that preacher said. Power of God was so thick. And maybe it was just on me. I don't know. But it was just all over me. And I was like in this trance. And I hadn't smoked no dope, drank no mushroom tea or nothing. It was just me. I went there sober.
And I'm sitting there and the power of the Lord is on me. And I can remember being lifted up out of that chair towards the end. And I made my way down to the altar, and somebody stood in front of me and they started saying something, but they were like just this blur. I wasn't even in their world anymore. And I remember just lifting my hands and never speaking a word of English. All of a sudden, this language started coming out of my mouth, and power of God began flowing through me. And I spoke in tongues for a little while. I don't know, 5, 10 minutes or whatever it was. And I remember I stopped and I turned around and I looked at my mom. Even though I didn't know what this was, I looked at her and I said, "Mom, I think I just got the Holy Ghost." And tears started coming down her eyes, sitting in that little wheelchair of hers. And tears started flowing down her cheeks. And she lifted up her little crippled arms and opened up her mouth and never spoke a word of English. And the Holy Ghost began to talk out of her as she began to speak in other tongues. Listen, I want to tell you, that was a powerful experience. And listen, Jesus took that man by the hand and he led him out of town and brought him out there and he touched him, the Bible says, and he saw men as trees. But listen, when you were born blind and you've never seen anything, even when you just see men as trees, that is an incredible experience. And that man, he could have said, "Oh, this is fine. I've never seen anything. I know things are distorted. Things aren't real clear. But this is okay. Thank you, Jesus." And he could have just left at that moment. But he said, "I see men as trees. Things are different. And I have a sight. And I definitely have had an experience. But things aren't exactly where they need to be. Something is still just a little out of line." And so I remember getting the Holy Ghost, and I would attend this one particular church. I'm just going to be a little open with you. All you young girls, please forgive me for this, but I'm just a man, and at the time I wasn't married. Elizabeth. And I remember I'd get into this little spirit-filled church, and we'd be worshiping the Lord, and I'd have 10 minutes on the Lord and 10 minutes on the girls. Because Brother Brown, they were dressed to kill. They didn't come there dressed for Jesus. They came there dressed for me. It was my attention they were trying to get. I'm talking about the male, not me in particular. There were a lot of males there. Maybe you followed that, maybe you didn't. But anyway, here we go. And so I would do that, and I said, "Lord, something's not right here. I shouldn't be worshiping you 5 minutes and lusting over women the next. So, listen, I like what I've got. I'm glad I've been touched. I'm glad I see men as trees, but something's just not right. Something's still missing. Something's not flowing just right. And I gotta kind of figure this out." But we live in a world today that men and women, they cleave to that. They don't want to let go of that. They become stubborn and hard. And I remember it wasn't long after that I started getting witness to, and my sister would come up to me and she started talking to me about Jesus' name baptism. She made me so mad. I talked in tongues, but it wasn't God's tongue. It was anger and words that weren't all that good. And one time I cussed her all the way out of the house, blessing her out, telling her, "Blankety blank blank, I'm saved. Blankety blank blank, don't mess with me. Blankety blank blank, I got the Holy Ghost. You blankety blank blank, quit telling me what to do." He said, "Well, how can you cuss and talk in tongues?" "Honey, I'm not, because I was half baked. Just because God gets in you don't make you like you ain't got all kinds of mess up in you." There's a reason why Paul the Apostle said, "I die daily. Every day when I get up, I crucify the flesh, because there's junk in me that I don't want to live."
I was stubborn on that. But my God, I remember we were studying. It was 11 o'clock at night. My mother and I, we reading the word of the Lord. I come across that verse the world uses the wrong way. And the word of the Lord says, and oh my Lord, I forgot it. Here we go. Go ye therefore in all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And that word name jumped out of me. I began to look at that. The Holy Ghost that was in me began to talk to me. Because remember, the reason the Spirit comes to you is to lead you into all truth. What that means is you can have the Holy Ghost and not have all truth. Because he's still trying to lead you. He's still trying to show you. He's still trying to bring you. The question is, are you going to let him do it? Woo! I saw that and I said, Mama, oh my God, Mama, Mama. And the Lord began to bring me to scriptures we were studying together. And I began to see throughout the word of God, my Lord, they're right. Baptism was always done in Jesus' name. It is the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. He was the Father in creation, the Son in redemption. He's the Holy Ghost in the church today. But hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. And his name is above every name. Everything you do in word and deed, do it all in the name of Jesus. Woo! I saw that and made my way. Got on the phone, begin to make phone calls. I don't know why I did it at 11 o'clock at night. But I finally found a church about 15 miles away. They had a wedding that night. They find the preacher's there. Yeah, he comes. I want to be baptized. Come Wednesday. No, baptize me tonight or I'll find somebody else. At 1 o'clock in the morning, I went down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of my sins. And Jesus touched me again. Come on, somebody. I no longer saw men as trees. I see everything clearly now. My eyes have been opened. Clap your hands to the Lord and give him praise. Now, there are three things here that I find amazing. The Bible says that Jesus took him by the hand. Now, isn't it amazing that even though the Lord is leading him, he's still blind? There's three things we need to see in that. First, number one, Jesus is doing the leading. And I want to tell somebody here in the Holy Ghost, you didn't come here by accident. Jesus has ordained your presence. And he has brought you into this building because he's come to touch you again. Come on, somebody. He's come to fix that eyesight. My God, have mercy. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. And I love that. The Bible says Jesus led him out. Jesus wasn't going to leave that up to anybody else. He didn't say to those men who have just brought him maybe 10 miles. I don't know. He didn't say to them, okay, continue to bring him. Take him by the hand. Let's go out of town over here. No. He said, I will take it from here. I don't know where that happened in your life, but somewheres, whether it was yesterday or last week or last year, there was a moment in your life where you know in your heart you switched hands. You may have not got the revelation yet. You may not have had your eyes open yet, but you know somebody else is leading you. you know that God has got a hold of you. And God has led you here today because he's come to bless you, touch you, redeem you, help you.
See, your soul is too important to leave in the hands of men. Jesus said, I'll take him from here. I'll fix it from here. Without him holding your hand, you would not know where to go. So don't resist today. Secondly, just because the Lord is leading you doesn't mean that you have already received your sight. He led him, and he was still blind. There is a lot of people in the religious world today, they are being led of God. They feel God. They're touched of God. They're ministered to of God. They pray to God. They feel, they touch, they witness, they fast, they read the word. They're being led by the Spirit. And then when God tries to bring more revelation into your life, you buck up for some reason. Because somewhere along the way, and I don't want to hurt you because this, I'm talking about me right now. Somewhere along the way, you fell more in love with religion than you did with him. And when he tries to break you away from some things that you may have got it rooted down into, you're like, I've been believing this for years. I know this is right. Listen, nobody's perfect. And nobody has all truth but Jesus Christ. So you're never going to have it all, honey. So when the Spirit comes to you to bring you a little high, don't resist that. He's just trying to touch you again to bring a little bit more clarity to your spiritual walk with him. So just because Jesus was leading doesn't mean that he had received his sight. Obviously, he didn't. But the flip side of that is just because you're still blind doesn't mean the Lord's not leading you. You are being led of the Lord. He is guiding you every step of the way. That's what the Spirit does. It comes to do what? Lead you into all truth. He showed up on your doorstep. He took your hand out of grandma's hand. He took your hand out of grandpa's hand. He took your hand out of religion. He got a hold of your hand and he has been leading you. No, you have not received your sight yet. But honey, I'm here to tell you the Holy Ghost is in this place and Jesus has come to touch you today. He has come to bring you that miracle. Just a few more minutes. Music, get ready. Not now, though. Now, look what he did. He led him out of town. What did he do? He brought him out of the familiar. He wanted the man to be away from familiar voices, sounds of the marketplace. You see, that man, being born blind, he had it down. Oh, you got your religion down, honey. See, that man knew just how many steps it was to the marketplace. He knew when he got to the marketplace, he could take a right, and in three steps, he'd be by the bald man. He knew that if he took another ride, and just a few steps, he'd be by the music stand. A few more steps this way, and he knew what that was and where this was. He knew where Johnny lived, and Billy, and Jack, and Sue, and Lou, and he knew everything in the town. Jesus said, oh, no. No, we're going to come out because nothing that you know has brought sight to you. Don't you get it, Mr. Blind Man? All that is familiar to you has never helped you.
I'm bringing you out of familiarity. Unless somebody whispers in your ear, don't let that man touch you. Don't let that man pray for you. Don't listen to him. Don't do that. Don't go there. You know what God has done to you today? He's brought you out of your familiarity. He's brought you somewhere. Everything is strange. It's a different here, different doctrine, different spirit, different move. Everything's different. What has God done? He's brought you out of the doubters. He's brought you out of the fearmongers. He's brought you out of the unbelievers into his presence, into the unfamiliar. And the only thing you can do is trust him.
Took your hand out of the hand of those that led you. Took you out of your crazy surroundings. Brought you into the unfamiliar. And he put his hands on you. And you see men as trees. Now that experience could have happened a long time ago. In fact, you've been seeing men as trees for so long that you just think they're all that tall. And the strange has become normal. And you have adjusted. Music come. But the Lord says, I've come to touch you again. I've come to touch you again. How do you see? I see ministries. I've never seen before, so this is incredible. What an experience. But the Lord says, no, I'm not going to leave you that way. I've got more for you. See, sometimes when truth comes, it's a little distorting. See, I was taught 2 + 2 = 6 all my life. So when someone told me it was 4, it was hard for me to receive. Now, obviously, that's not true. It's just a made-up story for an example to prove my point. My mom could add. But the thing is that sometimes we're taught something for so long that we just assume it's truth. We don't even look it up for ourselves. We don't even study it ourselves. You know, even us live for God and eyes opened and all that stuff for a long time. We'll quote things and say things. And then we go try to find that verse in the Bible. We can't find it because it ain't there. You done put 9 verses together and made it into 1. And you go try to find where it's at. And you go, I can't find it. I've looked up every word. It's not there. And then you find out that you've been saying something that had a nice ring to it, but it wasn't just how the Lord said it. I know I held on to it. I fought it and fought it and fought it and fought it. You know, it's amazing that I was so willing and easy to receive the Holy Ghost, but I fought the name of Jesus so hard. And that is so common. If any of you have ever witnessed, you know how common that is. There's some other thing. What is it they're telling everybody today? Now, you can pray, but you can't use the name of Jesus. You can, we want you to do our benediction, but you can't use the name of Jesus. Well, where in the world did that come from? Where? Satan trying to get that name out of everything. My Lord, have mercy. He'll let all the different beliefs and everything come together and have their little parties, but don't use the name. You might offend. I'm trying to figure out where God's going with this. I fought it. But I want to tell you something. When I came out of that water, I'll never forget the day. When I came out of that water, I'd done been baptized 3 times before that. I was baptized in the Baptist Church, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. I was baptized in the Assembly of God Church, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. And I was baptized in the Charismatic Church, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. But when I came out of that water in the name of Jesus, you put a gun to my head. You'll never take this out of me. When I stopped seeing men as trees, and God touched me again, and my eyes were opened, I see you now, Jesus. I see you on the throne. You are Lord, and there's none beside thee. You are God, and there's none like you. Jesus. Jesus. I don't know how you came here today. Maybe the hand of another person led you. But I want you to know, Jesus wants to lead you out of here. He's come to touch you again. No matter how deep of an experience you may have had, with all you have, there's always more. And if you have never been buried in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins, I encourage you today to hear the voice of God. Let Him do it for you today. I can't tell you how many come out of that water talking in tongues. I was corrected by one of our ministers. I thought only three, but he said, no, all five of them received the Holy Ghost. We had five baptized and five received the gift of the Holy Ghost last Sunday. Hallelujah. Pastor, there's something moving in this place. Let's all stand to our feet. Every mind on God. Keep your mind on the Lord. I want prayer in this place. I feel the move of the Spirit in the house of God right now. Sir, ma'am, this altar is open. This altar is open. You're free to come. Come and pray. You feel God tugging on you. You feel the Lord pulling on you. You feel the Holy Ghost drawing you. Step out from where you are. Let go of the things that have you held. Let go of the things of the world. Let go of the things of religion. Let go of tradition. Let go of just beliefs. And reach out. Get a hold of the hand of God. See where He will lead you today. See where the Spirit will lead you today. Make your way. Come on. Come on. You feel God pulling on you. You feel God tugging you. You feel the Holy Ghost saturating you. He's come to touch you again. He's come to clear it up. He's come to fill you with His Spirit, baptize you in His name. He's come to change your life forever. He's come to give you a brand new direction. That trouble in your life, that difficulty in your marriage, that difficulty with your children, come bring it to Jesus. That difficulty with the job, come bring it to Jesus. Your difficulty in finances, come bring it to Jesus. He's here to touch you. He's here to bless you. He's here to help you.